The Man Up Show is sponsored by GoPit. GoPit is a multiple search engine under one roof. GoPit mobile search is like having several search engines in one app. Whatever you're needing to search for can be done through one simplified application.
With GoPit, you will now have the most sociable interactive search tool available. GoPit allows you to interact with search results, share all your results directly to your social media networks, and save your favorite searches to a personal My Search account. Don't hesitate. Download GoPit app and clean up your app clutter. Go to GoPit.com. That's GoPit.com. For those who can't read, it's GoPit.com. Yo, what's going on? I go by the name MD the Doctor, and you're tuning in to the Man Up Show with my man.
Why'd you start the show with the fastest talking of all time?
I just tried something different all the time.
It's like
when a reggae guy, reggae DJ is
doing what was that. Was it Chip Fu? Who was it?
It's Chip Fu.
And Twista. Do you like that kind of rap?
I'm not digging that.
You don't like it when it's so fast. Thing that drives me nuts, and welcome to the Man Up Show.
Sorry,
we just go right into conversation.
We were already talking before you guys joined us, so let us be.
But the thing that doesn't make sense to me about the fast rap is that you don't understand what they're saying.
I never do.
So is it like... Let's be realistic. Most people don't understand. So is it just that someone could rap fast? That's why it never lasts.
But I think I've broken it down that it's not he's saying words, but he's saying syllables fast. So it's like...
Okay, so he says syllables fast. I can't even say syllables fast.
He says syllables fast. Like, so he's accentuating syllables on points where that's what keeps it going. So it's like... I don't think it's actually full words.
Okay, so he's not using full words. So then to me, that's not fast rap.
It's not fast rap.
Because to me, fast rap is this. I went to the house and depth of the flipped. Everybody knows that I got under tripped. What do you think about that?
That is atrocious. Atrocious.
I don't think my brain moves fast enough to know what I'm supposed to be saying ahead. Nah. But I think with fast rap, what you want to do is just talk fast.
But I think some people do talk really fast
and
naturally.
That's why they're naturally
and that's
good.
Why they're naturally good. There's people who just talk slow all the time.
So listen, welcome to the Man
Up
Show.
We talk slow all the time. Sorry about that.
Okay, we might be out of control tonight, but that's all good.
That's cool.
Welcome to the Man Up Show. You know, big shouts out to everybody there and in the thing there.
Yes.
In the Man Up Show there.
People who are listening, we appreciate your listening.
We appreciate the listeners. It keeps growing every week, which is pretty amazing to see, like, the growth of the show and how we get more listeners and so forth.
Is it amazing or is it something that should have happened a long
time? It should have happened a long time. Let's be realistic. So if you want to get at us, make sure that you go to themanuppodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us, the Man Up Podcast, on SoundCloud. And we're in iTunes as well, too. So please make sure to go check us out in those avenues. And without further ado, let us start off the Man Up Show. Okay. So, what's going on with you? How's the week been for you?
You know what? It has been a long week for myself.
Really,
amigo.
Really,
yeah,
amigo.
I'm burning the candle at both ends.
We're gonna do a show called
just cliches.
Cliches that I don't understand.
I know, burning the candle at both ends.
What does that mean? Does it mean that you're really busy, or
it means that like you're burning the candle at both ends? It's like I you know what, I know,
like
I see it, but I can't really articulate. It's like you're doing so much that you are burning things twice as fast.
So it's just going fast. But what's that, why is that bad?
Like, because you're gonna run out of energy.
Yeah, but the candle ultimately is gonna burn out even if it's burning on one end or two.
Yeah,
ends.
But it burns out slower on
so you want it to go slower.
We're just going things too fast. We're overdoing it.
Fair enough. So listen.
And the reason why I'm burning candles at both ends is that I have a regular job that pays the bills.
Okay.
But at nighttime, I'm trying this new... I never told you this. Something I have never told you. And I think it's about time.
Extremely excited
I'm
going
to let
find
you
out.
Know, let the listeners know.
Yeah.
I'm an interpretive dancer.
That's really good. So is it... do you get paid for this? Or
yeah,
it,
yeah. So at night I've been working. Yeah. I've been honing my
and
craft.
Can you like explain to me like what an interpretive dancer is?
It's very
like,
simple.
You just copy people? Is that
simple.
What it is?
No, what it is I don't dance based on what the music is telling me.
Yeah.
I dance based on how the music moves me.
Okay, nice. Very good.
So I could take a visual and I translate it into movement.
Okay.
You want a picture of Van Gogh? I translate that into movement.
Okay, fair enough.
You want a picture made by a Salvador Dali? I turn that into movement.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what I do.
So the one thing that I find with these type of dance things is that it's kind of ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But I think that everybody should be able to do what they want to do. But so where do you do this? Do you do it at
your
home? Or?
Very simple. So the thing about interpretive dance is it can be done anywhere. Have you ever watched So You Think You Can Dance?
I've seen it on. I've never really watched the whole thing.
Have you seen when they do their routines for interpretive dance? They have a nice landscape. It could be a park bench.
Yes.
It could be tables.
Anything.
And people get very emotional. So what I usually do is I go to the closest, I guess you would call it, McDonald's restaurant.
And you dance in front of McDonald's.
Yeah, the McDonald's. Okay. Some people pronounce it McDonald's.
And that's where you dance.
That's where I dance.
Fair enough.
I use the counter mostly. Okay. And what I usually do
You dance on the counter.
I dance. Well, I use the counter to lean back.
Okay.
So my one of my best moves is I lean back, I put my hands in the fries, and I throw it up. I call it fry up.
Okay. So we've learned some stuff about you tonight. Yeah. So that's really good and exciting. Yeah. I hope all, you know, this works out for you. And
if you need someone for your video, call me.
Yeah, I think you'll be doing really well inside that. Except for the fact that you're probably going to burn people's hands extremely with the fry up. So listen, a couple things in the news this week before we get into the questions and before we get into our main topic today.
I'm not really – right now I've tried to turn off the news because
– You have.
It's just been mostly election stuff.
It doesn't really work because we do a podcast, so we probably should know what's going on.
But you know, I think sometimes – this is what they say.
Mm-hmm. Who's they?
The scientists.
Okay. It always comes back to the scientists.
The brightest minds don't listen to the news. They news the news.
They knew the news. Okay, so you might be on something tonight. That's okay, though. It's all good. I appreciate that. That's good. Okay, so listen. A couple things I want to talk about quickly.
Yeah, talk to me.
There's some people that I want to kind of throw out there and we'll talk about. I want to talk about Lil Wayne
for a little bit.
I want to talk about Brad Pitt for a few. And I'd also like to discuss couples and mixed couples.
You know what? I like where you're going with this.
Okay, so let's start off with Lil Wayne. So I don't know if you got to see the Lil Wayne interview. So Lil Wayne did an interview, and basically the person that was interviewing him asked him what his thoughts were on Black Lives Matter.
I think I did see that.
Yeah, and his response was, "Doesn't matter to me."
Doesn't matter to him. He said, "My life matters. I'm rich."
But he was clearly like on drugs or something, right?
No, I saw his face and I was like, "Is he?" I thought it might have been a joke because it looked like one of those things.
Yeah, he was set up really, really messed up.
I think he was being honest, and I think the person was like, "I don't know what's happening."
So he was being honest, but he was really
But it's a wrong kind of honest.
Yeah. But I think the thing is, it's interesting because for me, it's like, why does anybody care what Black Wayne has? Black Wayne.
I think you mean
that Lil Wayne.
Black Wayne.
Lil Wayne has to say about Black Lives Matter. No one cares. Like, honestly,
nobody.
Who is this guy? Like,
nobody.
Right? And listen, honestly, okay, like, I enjoy every second track from Lil Wayne, I suppose. Probably every third. I liked him a little bit better when he was with part of the Hot Boys.
Hot Boys on fire.
But nope, I feel like as if we spend too much time worrying about what certain
we
people think
a
about
lot
like
of time.
Major situations, right?
It kills me.
Like, I don't care what Lil Wayne's opinion is on Black Lives Matters. Like, I don't care. Like, that doesn't make a difference whatsoever.
It's no offense to Lil Wayne, but he's one of those things where
I think it's offense to him.
God forbid that something would have happened to Lil Wayne, we would have like a month of sadness, and then we'll put his picture up with the next.
So you just basically are saying that like there is no importance of Lil Wayne. He's got like a month.
You know what? He's an artist. He provides music to the people.
Yeah.
He's entertainment.
Okay.
But just because you're an artist doesn't make you an expert in anything other than the craft that you do.
True. So shut up. All right. So the other thing.
Shut up.
Did you know that Brad Pitt is looking for joint custody?
Yeah, I think he should.
I figure at this point, like, there's four kids, right?
Six.
Six? Why not just split them down the line? You take three and I take three.
But
the thing is... You kind of like line them all up and just pick which ones. You do a pick and a pick and
a
pick.
Well, there's three. You could pick the three adopted or the three real ones.
Okay, so...
Three real ones.
Is that how you acknowledge them?
That's how I acknowledge them.
So do you think...
Real kids? Left side? Adopt the kids, right side.
We're going to go take the van to McDonald's. All the real kids are up front and the adopted ones in the back.
I see it happening. So it's like this. Real kids, get seat belts.
Adopted kids,
just hold on.
Just get in the trunk. I think they should just split them. I think it'd be easier that way, right?
But no? How do you split them?
Well, no, again, like basketball when you're growing up. You just
I do picks.
Right?
That's true. I think picks have always been the way to settle a lot. And it's an even number, right?
It's an even number. And that's why I'm saying everybody wins in this situation. No one's going to be hurt.
I heard some stuff about that, too. I heard that Brad is sad because the oldest one, Maddox, went up to Brad and is like, "You're not my real dad."
Oh, he's not his real dad? Is he not
his real dad? He's not his real dad because Brad Pitt is not.
But they're probably confused Cambodian. Which one is the real dad and which one. No, let's be honest. There's six of them, right?
There's one who is black.
Yeah, that's the girl, right?
That's not the real dad or the real mom.
Is that the girl?
That's the girl.
Okay.
There's one.
What's her name? Zendaya?
Starts with a Z.
Zendaya?
I think it's
Zendaya?
Zohan.
Yeah, let's go with Zohan. So Zohan.
Yeah.
Zohan is adopted, clearly.
She's adopted. So
she's black.
You're right.
Their parents are white.
They're not your real parents, but they're your adopted parents who gave you a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, they did. They got. And then there's the
Maddox, older one. I think he's Cambodian.
Cambodian. So
when he said to Brad, "You're not my real dad," Brad should have went, "You're right."
So how old's Maddox?
I think he's 16 or 17.
You're
an
ungrateful kid, eh?
Ungrateful kid, eh?
You know my real dad now? But I was your real dad when I was taking all the, when I was giving you all the stuff.
Giving you all the stuff.
Yeah, that's when I was a real dad.
How many kids?
That's where the picks come in handy. Because if I was Brad, he would go to the back. I wouldn't pick him.
I wouldn't pick him.
And I feel like as if he knows he's not going
to
get picked.
Well, I think that's why he was being rude. Because I think he wanted to not. So, you know, sometimes these kids
want to go with Angelina.
I think they want to go to the person who is the least watchful. You know what I mean? They want to go with the parent that's not going to be the hoverer and watch them all the time.
They want to go to the bad parent.
Well, the least.
So you're calling. You're saying parent. Basically, if you were saying, your thought is that Angelina is the worst parent.
I feel like she works the most.
So she's not
out of both of them.
Brad's
I'm not
better,
saying that.
So you're saying Brad's a better parent.
I think he would probably be the better parent.
I think he's a better parent as well, too. Look at them. Like, you just have to look at people. You can tell which one's a better parent.
It's true. I look at the two. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the better parent.
And even if we base it on their movies, the movies Brad has done
this is what I'm
shows
saying.
Better parents.
Logically, it would make sense that Brad
seven.
Is the better parent.
He loved so much
Seven. His movies are just better.
They're
so
better
he knows how to pick stuff.
What's this? Like, Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
I only saw one.
He cared about that older guy.
He was
about
in Snatch.
Brad.
He was in a lot of different
stuff.
He's
about movies that are always about
caring. He's in a lot of movies where he's done well, right?
Yeah.
So I think that, to me, that tells me that he's probably the better parent.
You're right. Ultimately. I think he is. Yeah. And you know what else I think makes him a better parent?
Just because he's Brad Pitt?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. That's pretty much all there is to it.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I wanted to talk about.
And Angelina's not a bad parent. She's just not as good as Brad.
She's not as good. It's really based on your movie quality at this point, right? Like, that's the only way we can judge it. And it's like as if just with people that aren't in the movies, which parent has the better job? That's probably the better parent.
Yes.
Right? That's the only way. Let's just forget about wasting taxpayers' money and just go straight to the point.
The thing is, if I was a judge, I would say, listen, Brad, Angelina, you both make great movies.
Well, that's a lie. She doesn't make great movies.
You don't think she's making any good movies?
Well, I'm just saying in comparison.
Because she directs movies now, too.
I don't think you could say she makes great movies. I think she could. I think you could say that she's around a lot.
She's a prolific
actress. She knows where to get kids.
She knows. You know, that's one thing.
That's one of the things that she does.
That's one thing she does very good. She knows how to get more kids. She knows how to do
and
that.
And you know, Brad comes home and all of a sudden there's another kid.
That would piss
me
off.
Like, at some point, like, you got to take responsibility
for
this
as well.
That
would piss me off.
Right?
At
least
like,
tell me.
Hey, look what I got. I got five Christmas presents. We got six now. Damn you.
See, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right. So on the topic of this, because we're talking about, and not the topic for the night, but on the topic of this, we're talking about Maddox. He's the Cambodian one. Is he Cambodian?
I believe he's Cambodian. Okay. No offense if we don't know because we don't research a lot.
No, but again, though, like, listen, he's Cambodian. I don't know, okay? So there's Maddox. There's the other one we're going to call Zohan. Okay? We know that's not the name, but you guys know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right? And
you know, I hate when people do that. When they know what you're talking about and they just don't go along.
They're just pressing it.
They want to just push
you. Everybody knows what we're talking about. Maddox, Zohan, and then the other one. We don't even know who the other
one is. Okay, I'm going to go through their real names.
Okay.
There's Knox.
Knox.
Knox. There's Vivian.
Vivian.
Zahara.
Okay, so you have Knox, Vivian, and Zahara. Like,
Actually, Pax?
Pax.
Hmm.
Is that Maddox?
No, there's Pax and Maddox. So what, maybe
that
Pax,
doesn't rhyme at all.
Maybe
anyways.
Pax is the Cambodian one.
Okay. See, this is part of the problem as this to why one of the parents shouldn't have all these kids. There's too many. So when they, this is the perfect opportunity
there is
to
a lot
split
of kids.
Them.
There are a lot of kids.
Split them.
There are a lot of kids.
So there's a lot of mixed kids, right? Is that fair to say?
But they're not mixed.
Mentally mixed. They're not physically mixed. They're mentally mixed. Mixed means that your parents were one thing, and then now you're being raised by something else. That's mentally mixed.
Okay. I did not know that. So you are. They are. They are mentally mixed.
Mentally mixed. They're mentally mixed kids. So, but we're going to talk about physically mixed kids.
Physically mixed kids. Like kids genetically who are mixed.
Genetically mixed.
Genetically
now,
mixed
to be clear,
versus mentally mixed.
Mentally versus, wait a minute, genetically versus mentally.
Yes.
Mentally is that, to be clear again, you have two parents of the same background. Let's say that your parents are from Cambodia, but then you get adopted by a white parents.
White family.
You're mentally mixed now. Right?
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
You know what? I don't know if it's fair to say, but I'm going to go with
mentally
it.
Mixed. Yeah. Because you've seen both
worlds. I feel like you're on right? something there.
And I don't mean mentally mixed like mental. I'm saying you're mentally mixed.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. And then there's what was it? Genetically mixed?
Genetically mixed.
Genetically mixed.
Yeah.
Which sounds more like X-Men. Right?
So well, yeah, but they're not like X-Men.
But they're not mutants.
No, they're not mutants.
You basically have two different races.
Some people would say they're mutants, though. If you're a very racial person, like a racist person.
I'm pretty certain that there's some people down south that would say that they're mutants.
They're mutants.
Right?
But not the good kind of mutants. They would be like, what's a bad mutant?
The one that, I don't like the guy that does the cards.
Oh,
Gambler.
Gambit.
Gambit.
You just try to get something close. Oh, you mean Shuffler? You mean the Shuffler?
Okay, Gambit. So Gambit.
The Gambit.
Yeah, okay.
But he doesn't like look different.
No, I'm just saying I don't like his skill.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't like the cards.
But
like,
we're talking about
cards?
Like, okay.
What does he do? Throws cards
at
people?
No, what he makes, he puts energy in them.
Oh, stop. Everybody has something. Okay, I'm going to be
just
record man.
Saying.
You're put energy in records and whip them and cut your neck off. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, so mixed couples, what do we think? Like, so there's...
Well, let's talk about this. What do you think about...
Where this is coming from...
What's his name?
This is coming from the new girl, from Suits.
The redhead.
Dating.
Well, what's his name? Princess Harry? The new prince.
Oh, the redhead. But he's not the... He's like one of the bottom barrel princes, right? Like
He's like... If there was like six princes, he would be
seven.
Number seven. Yeah.
But also... Can we also be clear about something? Like, that whole thing is just still made up, right? Like, the whole prince and all that. Like, prince
well,
of
I
what?
I don't know.
Of what? They don't. What do they do?
He's the prince of Gandor.
That's from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he could do that too.
Okay, so redhead prince is now dating the girl from Suits.
Her name is Meghan Markey.
Meghan Markey, who is actually, her mom is black and her dad's white.
Yes.
Right, so I think there's some people that are concerned about that, mainly in England, that are like, okay, well, what happens now? Now there's going to be mixed blood. And God help everybody!
You know,
if
it's funny you
if
say that.
If there's God help them if the prince and that the family has some black blood in it.
No, but I think when you say it's funny when you say mixed blood because it makes me think of like some kind of like sorcery kind of shit. Like it's like.
But I think that's what's happening, right? Like,
happening.
So as soon as these things happen, like all the real racist people come out. So it's like, oh my gosh, you can't have the prince and the prince and the princess and that whole family, the royal family,
but
can't have
let's
black
be
blood.
Let's be honest about it.
What's so bad about black blood? Is it darker?
No, I think it's got high cholesterol.
See, that is reasonable.
That's the problem. I think
that's
a lot of
reasonable.
Cholesterol. High cholesterol.
Right. I can appreciate them saying we didn't want the mix because of the
high
cholesterol that comes with black blood.
Yeah, that's you know what I don't want it because of that.
You have
I don't want it because of that.
You have to own it.
You have to
right.
If
you have
this
to
is
own
what
that.
Your issue is.
That I appreciate.
Well, you know what that leads to high blood pressure.
That's listen. I appreciate that, but you can't tell me anything else. If it's cholesterol, then I'm okay with you saying that.
But you have to state that.
You have to state it, but no one said that. No, they just basically said they don't want no black person up in
town. Oh, you know what else? Sickle cell.
Sickle cell. See, there's another one, right?
That's another one.
Sickle cell.
Sickle cell.
Or what's the other one that makes black people sleep early? When they eat.
That's not. I don't think that's in the blood. I think it's in the turkey.
It's in the turkey. Yeah. All right.
But it interacts with our blood.
It does, and that's why they're probably saying we don't want. Right, we don't want
you know what
mix of black blood because like, you can't have those the things, princess.
I think I would understand if I went to let's say I meet a new white girl and yeah. I go to her house and her parents are like, listen, I don't want you guys to have kids. I'd be like, at first I'll be angry.
You're gonna be hangry, well, of
and
course.
Then they're gonna be like, but I'm gonna tell you why. Yeah. I don't want you to have. I don't want you to you know to provide sickle cell to the baby.
Yeah,
like, you know what. I'm wrong.
This is
being
it.
Here.
That's fair.
I would
right?
say like, I'm wrong being here.
I think
here.
This is the problem
go.
With
I
racism.
Should go. I'm sorry.
With racism, I think that what people need to do is just explain what
explain
is actually
what you're
the
upset
issue.
About.
Your issue is that you don't want the sickle cell. You feel like as if there's a higher chance of sickle cell, right?
Yes.
I'm nervous about that.
You're right.
There
I'm
you go.
You're right.
Then I'm going to be
right.
like, hey, you know what? I don't want my grandchild. You know, eating chicken and then falling asleep after.
It's turkey.
Turkey with it's gravy turkey. And falling asleep after.
You know what?
I can't stand it.
Especially if they're going to drive.
Yes, that's very dangerous.
That is a very, very, very valid point.
Numerous times I've had turkey with gravy, went for a drive, and was extremely tired, almost falling asleep on the way.
Right on the ground.
Right on the ground.
And one time I saw him. I was like, hey, what's up?
Turkey. You can't explain that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So people are upset about this.
They are.
Right? They're upset about this.
They are. But I just... They're just
now,
dating.
Now, listen, let's
just,
be honest.
First
like,
of all, they're just dating.
They're just dating, but she's way out of his league. Let's be realistic about this, right? Like,
yes.
She's a much better looking person than he is.
But I guess he's... And the thing is, for her, I don't... Like, I would think that he chased her. She did not chase him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He probably saw her on TV. Listen, let's not forget, this is the prince that's always in shit.
Prince.
This is the one that's always up to stuff, though.
Remember
right?
he had that the one time for Halloween, he wore that, like, Hitler SS...
Yeah, he's
German
a maniac.
Thing.
He's the crazy one.
He does
one.
Things that he shouldn't do.
He's the crazy one, right? So, anyways, listen.
But let's be honest, about, though. With mixes, but we're talking about, like, mixed biracial relationships.
What are the most popular mixes
I'm going to give you
right
three, the three
in
most
2016,
popular.
If you went most popular mixes,
I'm going to tell you right
what,
now.
What is your top?
I'm going to tell you
your
right
top
now.
Three?
I'm going to give you top three.
Okay, let me write this down.
And
I make
the
sure.
sex is important.
What do you mean the sex?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, so you're saying if it's man or woman,
yeah.
who is who?
Black okay. man, white woman.
Number one. Number one.
Number two.
By far, the most popular
for what we see.
Mix. Black man.
White woman.
White woman.
We have.
That everybody sees.
White male, Chinese woman. Asian woman or Chinese, Japanese is quite abundant.
Interesting. So white male.
Asian woman.
Asian.
Yes.
Woman. You think that's the next?
It's pretty high. What do you have in there?
I would go black male.
Asian?
Asian.
Interesting. I think I would reverse those two.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you
black
go to Asia.
Male, Asian. Asian, but it depends. See, the thing is about where we're saying Asia. So it's so big, right?
It's
so
big,
you have
I
to
mean,
break it down. So I would say black male, like Thailand or
Thai know, woman,
Thai woman
or Chinese woman.
No, Chinese. Thai woman, Japanese woman.
Really,
no, because,
those two?
Well, listen,
I think Chinese would be more.
No.
No.
Chinese,
what about
Chinese?
What
are fascinated with dyeing their skins lighter?
That's a white male,
huh?
It's a white male.
Did you ever see the Chinese commercial?
Yes.
Where
the
guy put the black guy
in the
washing machine.
That was
turn,
just wrong.
To turn him white.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible commercial.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? So I think what I would say is I think that my opinion would be Thai or Japanese maybe.
I think
and I got to tell you, I'm probably completely confused with who I'm saying right now, right?
Like, well, it could be. What about Cambodian or Vietnamese?
Yeah. Well, see, that's exactly because I thought Cambodia was in Africa for a minute or two.
That's not your fault.
Right.
It's not your fault. It's about
the But
world.
I was thinking about...
Maps aren't what they used to be.
I think I was thinking about Cameroon.
That's very
Cambodian
different.
Cameroon, I was mixing up the
it's
two.
Very close.
Fair
very
enough.
Close.
Okay, so back to your thing. So you're saying black male, white woman. We're going to say that by far, that is the
that.
Biggest mix.
We agree on that.
That's the biggest mix. Then you're going to say it's white man, Asian woman.
Yes, I've seen.
Okay, I actually think that's just like dominating.
I'm just gonna give you an example. Like sometimes when you go to Thailand, you see a lot of older white men with very young Asian women
married.
Married.
Okay, I want to clarify this though.
Yes, married. Married. And it's okay. It's not a marriage always of love. It's a marriage sometimes of convenience.
Okay, whatever. sure. Okay. So next one.
And the last one for me, I'm gonna go with. This one might be a little bit out there.
Okay.
This might be a little bit out there. I don't know if I should say this.
Well, it's nothing bad
it's
to
not
say.
It's not bad at all. I'm going to go with Latino.
Latino.
And Mexican.
What?
I know. I'm just joking. I think it's going to be Latino and white.
Okay, so you think that's third.
I think I'm really off on that one, though.
Yeah, I think you're far off.
Yeah, I think I'm really off on that one.
I think, like, if you go East Indian, like, and what about East Indian and like, white, maybe?
Southeast Indian and white? I don't know.
Southeast Indian?
Well, that would be India.
Okay.
Oh, you're so thinking Indian. India. Sorry. Indian. What? Indian. Like,
not native.
No, but that's Aboriginal. We say Aboriginal.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm confused.
Sorry. I'm confused too.
That's
what
I
thought.
Indian,
that's what you were saying.
Indian's got to go altogether. If Indian is for India,
yes.
Aboriginal is Aboriginal.
Is Aboriginal,
right? And like we have Native
Americans. We have to just Native.
We have to do away with West Indian. That's not a thing.
I don't know because I don't know why. I don't even know how that originated.
West India, again, this is Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus finding himself somewhere and saying this
that's
is going
right.
to be India.
That's right. I'm in the west of India.
You're right. It's a ridiculous thing. Why are we calling ourselves something? Okay. Anyway, that's another rant.
Chris, you've got to get it correct.
This guy just went and renamed everybody India. The man was looking for India. Every time he stopped somewhere, he called them Indian.
Indian? Nope.
Nope.
Sorry.
You're still Indian.
Indian? Nope. North Indian.
Yeah, okay. He's and you know how far off he is? Like, this far. Guy landed in the West Indies. I'm from Trinidad, so he landed in Trinidad at some point. Was like, is this India?
And
it wasn't even close.
No. They're like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. I think
you got to
go down.
Take
and
two
like, what's
rights.
The extra... You got to go down around 6 trillion miles.
That's a lot of miles. Yeah. That's a lot of miles.
And turn left when you get to the thing. Okay, so listen. Races. Okay, so we're going to go. Those are the top ones that you say. Now, I'm going to ask you another question here.
Yeah, talk to me.
We haven't even got to the other question. But the other question I have is... I wanted to add at the top, though, before you said that, is I think that black man, white woman, I think that you're now seeing a lot of black women... white man.
But this is what's funny about it. We were talking about this earlier, and we're talking about how people have become sensitized to black men, white women. They see it. They're not always
it's
happy.
Just normal.
It's become more normalized in society. But there's still some
depending
type
on
of,
where you are. If you go down south, I wouldn't say it's normal.
It's
like
not
that's
as
a
normal.
Straight lynching.
It's not as normal.
Right?
But I think there seems to be some type of I don't know what it is, but seeing a white man with a black woman still shocks a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so.
And including black people as a whole.
Yeah, I think that is with certain races, though, right? No?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
There's some races that you don't see mixed together. Is that fair?
I think there is some that you don't see mixed.
So I think that there is.
But I think sometimes it depends on the woman and which sex of that race it is, too, because it's very interesting
well,
how
tell
the black
me something that you've never seen.
What I've never seen before? I've never seen... Well, maybe I have, but I don't recall it. But I've never seen too many... here's a good one.
Okay.
Chinese.
Yeah. Chinese as in China.
China. And... I don't want to just say Asian because I feel...
Because it's too big, right? Like, again,
so
it's very different.
And Indian.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
We
That's
call
a
that,
really good one.
You know what we call that?
What's that?
Chindian.
I feel like you've just been waiting to drop that bomb.
Indian cup.
Okay, so, but you're right. I don't think I've ever seen a Chinese man or a Chinese woman and an Indian.
Yeah, I don't. And an Indian or...
Not Indian, like India.
India. Not Native American, not Aboriginal, yes.
We just have to assume that that's what we're saying, India, people get it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right, so...
What about you?
I don't think I've ever seen... A black woman.
Yeah.
And let me think about this.
So you've never seen a black woman?
I've never seen a black woman.
What?
I've never seen a black woman and
caught you.
And yeah, it has caught me because I'm trying. I feel like as if I've seen every
mix. I know, and this is the thing too. It's.
I was gonna say certain ones, but then I was just like, no, I think I've seen.
Like, did you know
well
the
too.
U.S. interracial marriage wasn't legal until 1967?
Fair, I think that people had a lot of questions about this.
It's true. It's true.
But at this point, like when they talk about interracial marriage, what they're really saying is black and white people.
I think they go okay? Because I feel that people think they're far ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I mean,
color.
Like,
yeah.
So they put that law in,
yeah.
But the law was really meant for black and white because I'm certain at that time there was like someone that was Indian and maybe.
You know what? I don't think they liked that either.
Well, only for white. Like, I don't think they cared
if
Indian married a Chinese.
No,
person.
You're right. It's about when they think interracial, it's white is the one of the base.
Is the pure.
It's the base.
That's the base.
Yeah.
That is the top.
Right. I think you're right.
That's the top of the pillar.
And
that is what everybody is striving to be. So no, God help you if you're married. You can't marry that.
And that time it was a crazy time.
It was a very crazy time.
Crazy time.
Okay. All right, fair enough. That was a good conversation.
You know what? We got into some good science there. And if anyone has any questions about this or wants to like put in their two cents, we'd love to hear it because we've been stumped on this. I actually called two people. I called Trump.
And Trump has been through some interracial relationships.
But he is really
But it's
mean
only
about it.
It's only like
he likes
white
like,
defined
he likes
interracial,
like the,
right?
He likes so the like European. He likes
yeah,
European
so that,
woman.
Right? Like
yeah.
He doesn't I don't think he's dated a black woman before.
Oh, he's not going to do that.
No. You think a black woman's out of his... Like, he just wouldn't do it.
Except Amorosa.
I don't really consider her too black, though. Oh.
And this is... You know what? It's funny. This I have to bring up. I was talking to somebody about music one day, and I said, you know what? You know who I really like? You know who I think is a good musician? They're like, who? I'm like, I think Billy Joel is great. He's great at making music.
You would say stuff like that, though, right? And I'm not saying he's bad, but I know you just like to say outside of the box people.
So you think Billy Joel's not good?
It's like we had just the other day. We just had this conversation. If you're stuck on an island, which albums would you bring? And you said Prince or Drake. Now, I think that's ludicrous.
I said it depends, but I said probably we'd be Prince.
Yeah, but Drake
Purple
is in the
Rain,
conversation.
Not all, but Prince.
Yeah, but
Rain.
You said Drake
because
it's
I like
be
that
different.
Album. The first album was fantastic to me.
It is, but you not on an island.
But what am I going to do? I don't even have anything to play it on anyways. I'm on an island.
See, that was the trick question that I was posing.
I have nothing to play with.
I wanted to see how much you guys were going to talk about that, just only to know I didn't give you anything to play.
No, I have nothing to play it on.
Okay, all right. So,
oh, yeah, so let me finish what I was saying.
Yeah.
So I was talking to someone, and then I'm like, yeah, I think Billy Joel made some great music. They're like, ugh, you lose your black card.
So where's the card? Like,
but the
so
thing
there's
is,
a card?
First of all, the person I was speaking to was not black. So for them to tell me I lost my card, I didn't even know you had one.
But there's
the card.
No card. Like,
but
doesn't people stop doing that.
But
no
I just
card.
Understand how we're still in this age where we think that somebody has to be a certain way, stereotypical
way,
to the
in order for them to be that race.
To be that race,
right?
So like, for me to qualify as a black male,
it's kind of like we do this though, like because every time we talk about Jamaica. We always do a
Jamaica accent, yeah.
So we always feel like, oh, Jamaica, I have to talk.
I know,
do
we're terrible. And I'm not saying I'm not part of the problem.
We are part of the problem. But
we're part of the problem, but I
but
just
we're
feel
also,
like we're still there.
We're also like radio personalities, so we're allowed to be part of the problem.
I think our job is to make the problem so ridiculous that you're like, this is ridiculous.
This is a ridiculous problem.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous problem. But you're right. I am a part of the problem when I do the accent.
So do you want to... What have we been talking about for the last...
Not just
races.
About
oh, but we've been a lot of this has been about races. So do you want to answer some questions or do you want to continue to talk about race?
You know, let's go to this. Ask some questions.
Okay. So with Halloween just passing...
Oh, that Halloween?
We have a few people that have asked some questions regarding Halloween and they wanted our thoughts.
We have a lot of thoughts. Go ahead.
One simple one was, what's the worst Halloween costume that you've ever seen?
Worst Halloween costume I've ever seen?
Yeah. And be honest. Don't you hate when people say, ask you something and then say, be honest?
Yeah.
Like, so assuming that you weren't going to be
honest. Yeah, people think I'm going to lie, but they don't know me.
But just because you say be honest, that doesn't mean
I'm
the person's going
honest.
To be honest.
I was about to lie.
They're just
like, going to
be who they are, right?
You got me.
Oh, I was going to lie. Okay.
What's the worst Halloween costume?
Or which costumes do you hate?
The ones I hate? You know what? Ones I miss, though. I'm going to tell you what I miss first. Remember
the
when
plastic
we were
ones there?
The plastic. It was a plastic. It was just one big plastic sheet with drawn stuff on it.
Yeah.
And the mask that was just so hard.
But the problem with that is that it was probably some of the hottest costumes I've ever come across. Like every time you got home, you're just sweating. You're just sweating. And you ended up tasting some of the plastic that was going in your mouth.
Oh, always. Your face was colored by the plastic. It was so gross.
Okay, so what's the worst one?
I don't like cheap face painting.
You don't like face painting?
I know if it's really part of a bigger costume, but if you just dressed normally and all you did was paint your face, like just put white paint on your face.
I think the costume I hate the most, or the worst costume I've seen, is the person paint, like a white person coloring themselves black to be a black face.
That's a terrible costume.
It's just not a
it
good
just
costume.
Doesn't work anymore. There's it's a lot a of costumes costume. That can't
and,
work
and,
anymore.
And what is it? Like, what is the costume?
The costume is black.
Like, I don't understand. So, like, now that you're blackface, like, so what do you do?
You're a black person.
So you just act black.
So you're, but sometimes, like, if you were dressing like, if you were really black and then you say, hey, look, I'm Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
And you wear the whole blade thing. That's part of the blade
But that's
thing.
Your being blade.
But if you just put paint on your face and then you put an afro wig on and you
So is it okay for a black person to dress up as a white person? Or, like, which one's worse?
Which one's worse?
Yeah.
I think the one that's least acceptable is the blackface one.
Yeah, and that's because over many years, when you dress as blackface,
there's a history to it,
and you're generally making fun of the person.
It's
right?
just like when you wear like when people wear like Native Indian, Native Americans.
It's rude. Okay, here's another question: at what age should you stop going out trick or treating?
I'm gonna say 13.
13. Yeah. I figure at any point when your parents, you don't need your parents to bring you, you should stop going.
You know, we went out when we were pretty much until grade 9, right? What are you, grade 9?
We did not, did we?
Yeah, we did. Remember, we came to my place.
But solely because we wanted something to eat. Though.
We were so hungry.
So we just, this was supper.
I wore the same uniform, the same outfit for like 3 years. It was just my football uniform.
Yeah, which is again not a uniform, not an outfit though, because that's just something you did. That's like I'm gonna wear my workout gear.
just wear your workout stuff.
I'm gonna wear sweatpants. Okay, all right. So those are the questions that we have for Halloween. All right, we want to get into this topic, which is gonna be.
You
a great
hear
topic.
About this thing about this thing drives me nuts too.
What's
about
that?
This same story every year. Watch out! Someone put a needle in the.
That's so annoying. So this year it was. There was a big alert.
Yeah, a big alert.
They said,
everybody
stop eating candy right now. Stop it.
Stop it.
I had a piece in my mouth.
If you're chewing it, spit it out. If you eat something, puke it.
I had a piece in my mouth, and I just froze.
I slapped it right out of your mouth. I slapped it right out.
Get it? I thought it was a bomb. So the problem was that they said that they're taking needles and putting it inside the chocolate.
Why? Why would someone do that? Why does someone waste some good needles?
But... It's, again, though,
they're
like...
They're
good needles, but you know how much time that takes?
It's so much time.
And how many needles? You just got to be putting it in people's chocolate. So it turned out it wasn't true.
It wasn't true. Because think about it. People, please stop. I want people to just stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing and think about it. You were thinking that there's a man out there who's like, I hate kids so much that I'm going to take a good 2 hours out of my day to put needles into candy and give it to kids so they can chew it and... pierce their mouth.
Yeah, and the guy's house that you went to is around your neighborhood, right? So, like, there are certain houses you just don't go to.
I feel like
as if the guy that was putting needles in the chocolate, you kind of had a feeling that maybe we're not going to go to this
you
house.
You know what? I got a solution for this.
What's that?
If you do like putting needles in chocolate, don't give out candy.
Here's the thing.
Just turn off the lights.
Just yeah, that's it.
Don't participate.
If you're so irritated that kids are coming to your house,
don't participate.
So I have like I was talking to somebody that day, and they're like, "Listen, my wife, I get home, all the candy, I put on the thing with the kid. Next thing, we're just about to start busting up some of the candy. My wife comes in screaming about, "Did you check the candy?
No.
And he's like, "Well, what do you mean? Did you check the candy? He goes, "Did you check and analyze all the candy?" So he's like, "Seriously, we're a candy analyzer now." But like, let's be real. Like, how much time does it take to go through all this candy?
It's so much candy.
You just have to say, at this point, this is where you just take the chance. You look at some candy. The candy that gets moved by men generally, is the stuff that they just look at and say, "This is gross."
Gross.
So it's not because gross. It's unwrapped.
No.
Or it just looks like something's wrong with it. It's just candy. It's like that, you know, the Halloween one?
I know exactly which one. The one that had the yellow, orange,
the orange and
white.
And all the kinds of stuff.
This whole hard
the
toffee.
The worst candy.
The caramel.
That's the stuff that goes. But why, the question, why would anybody go to buy that candy?
Because they don't want the kids to come there anymore.
Well, listen, you don't put that, kids don't want that, right? So don't put that.
Like people think kids, like, I don't understand why they use Halloween as a life lesson learning
for kids.
Yeah, it's a night where kids just go. They just want to be greedy as can be,
and then
we're allowing it.
And here's the thing: if we're gonna get to the point where you have to analyze every single piece of candy, it's gonna take this long. Then what you should technically do is let your kid go out, get the candy. When they come with the garbage bag or whatever, throw the garbage bag away and just go to the store, get the box of the candy and buy the candy.
Buy the candy yourself.
That's what you should do.
You know, one of my favorite ones is when people put on a sign, they put the candy on and put take one.
Take one. That's a lot of faith in society.
That's stupid.
It's a lot of faith
in society. But I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it over with right away.
But you know what I would do is I would say take one and have a camera and just be looking the whole entire time. And you see someone take two and you just slap it out there.
And I just call them.
I can't stay. I don't mind seeing the kids. It's the teenagers I can't take. I can't take teenagers. You know, but what? I think teenagers are just generally annoying to begin with.
They do
right?
have an annoyance level of 17.
They probably do.
Yeah.
So Halloween is, it's interesting. It's just got to this point where it's just like, it's become like nerve wracking and annoying.
But
there's
really
so much
difficult stuff. Now with all the allergies too, you got to be thinking about that.
Well, this is
what candy you give. I've actually seen someone was telling me that now that if you don't want to give candy, you put out like a different color or blue light in your.
Well, you if you're a peanut free house, you put a different type of light or something.
I'm so annoyed. Everything has peanut. Don't go out.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, go with your child, get the candy, and then take the peanuts away. That's the one that they can't eat.
Or just buy them the candy. Let them trick-or-treat in the house. Trick-or-treat in the house.
It's so true. At this point, honestly, the candy's cheap. If you go buy three boxes, you can get like a good...
Come on, one box has 90 things in it.
There it is. So you're good. And then that kid has all of it.
I can't stand. Some people give out toys
now. The
whole
concept of candy. I told you. I there was business cards in.
But I didn't get a chance to see the cards. I want to see these business cards.
It was like Zumba for kids, Zumba dancing.
So now it's business time.
Yeah, but I don't like Zumba.
I don't understand it.
Is it just? I've
watched it a couple of times. I watch people do it, and
I guess I don't like the name.
I think I don't like the outfits people wear when they Zumba.
What's the outfit?
It's kind of like urban wear where they like. When I watched the traders on TV doing it, they have like a plaid shirt tied around their waist and they have their hat on backwards.
They do?
To do Zumba. It's a cool do the Zumba.
Everybody that does any of those, anybody that is like, that's their job, they have videos or CDs of like Zumba and dance and stuff like that. To me, those are the most annoying people in the world.
They're trying to make a dollar.
Because
but it's an annoying
dollar.
Because
they're so excessive with everything.
Too much.
Zumba.
Everybody, we're going to do a dance. Everyone do one dance. And move your foot forward. Move your feet forward. Yeah.
Dance.
Put your head to the... Look at my hat. I turn it around. I'm hip-hop.
I'm hip-hop now. We're doing a hip-hop. Hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hip in the candy.
Kid Zumba? Like, yeah, adult Zumba isn't bad enough?
Well, yeah, kid Zumba. And like, kids don't Zumba. They just run around, right? So to me, it's like Halloween, and like I was saying, in general, it started to get irritating. The other thing that I find interesting is like Halloween brings out some of the worst in adults, right? Like
some of the worst? People are just straight up assholes.
Well, and it's like, I feel like as if all of a sudden you get people in like offices and stuff like that are dressing completely inappropriate. I'm going to wear the full-on cat outfit.
Yeah, I'm a sexy cat.
That's I'm a not sexy a thing, doctor. Okay?
I'm a sexy nurse. I'm a sexy contraction.
And like every
I'm a sexy cool.
I'm a sexy piece of sperm. Check look it at me. Out.
I'm a sexy sub. I'm a sexy sub. I'm a sexy egg salad sandwich.
So it's just like everybody gets completely out of control with this, right? Like, and now you're dressing up in outfits that don't make any sense. Right, like you can't wear certain things out to work.
You can't.
Right, it's work. At the end of the day, you got to go back there the next day. Right, and I know
you forget what you did the day before.
You don't think I'm not going to forget? Like, what do you
know?
Doing?
What I'm
and every celebrity does this too. As soon as all the celebrities, they just dress up like Kylie or which one's the Jenner? One of those Jenners. She dressed up as Christina Aguilera in the Dirty video. So you dressed up as a slut?
It is a dirty video. It says dirty on it.
But that's what you dressed up. That's your outfit.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know what?
What kind of outfit is that?
I have to make a confession.
Whatever happened to a clown?
I was going
to
participate.
Darth Vader.
I was going to participate this year at work, and I was going to dress up. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to be a ghost.
Put a mask on.
That's right. I went to go and buy a white. I bought a white bed sheet.
I put it on.
I looked in the mirror. I was like, "This looks like straight KKK."
Yeah, I just didn't wear it because if depending on the sheet you have, if it points in any type of way,
no,
yeah, right.
I'd just be fired. I'd be like, "Listen, you gotta go home."
It's just weird, like that people just take this day to like just dress like ridiculous people, right?
But is it just
and
just,
it's supposed to be about?
I gotta tell you, there's three events that people get carried away. It's Halloween.
Halloween is a complete carried away, and the thing is, Halloween's like one day, and it's not even a day, it's like 3 hours.
Night. It's a night time.
It's like 3 hours. It starts at like 6 o'clock. I'm telling you, at 6 o'clock, all the doorbells started ringing.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve is completely out of control.
I think New Year's Eve is
the number one out of control.
No, I got number one out of control.
You're gonna say Christmas.
Work Christmas party.
Out of control. Well, Christmas in general. Like,
no,
you
but the
understand?
Work Christmas party, people knack and make out, and they're like, I'm sorry. Christmas.
Christmas. As long as you do whatever and then say Christmas after, you're okay. Christmas.
Why did you rip my shirt? Christmas.
It's so true.
I gotta use this here all the time.
As soon as you say Christmas, everything is forgiven once you say Christmas.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
And you have to say it like that, though. Christmas.
Everybody, I spent all the company's money. We don't have any money to pay you.
Christmas. Christmas is out of control, but I think New Year's Eve is there as well too. Like,
yeah,
New Year's Eve is ridiculous.
Second. It's a close second though.
It's literally one. It's like all this stuff gets built up because like it doesn't last long, right?
It doesn't
last
long at all. It's
12 o'clock, and then like within like an hour, people are like, "Okay, this is kind of like a regular night."
And who still goes to watch that ball drop?
That's ridiculous. Come on.
It's so cold out.
It's funny when you see them on TV. They're freezing.
Freezing.
And again, if you ever watch that.
What's the name of the guy whose ball it was? Who's the guy who died?
Dick Clark. Yeah.
Remember
Dick
the Clark. Last few years when he was doing it?
Yeah,
it
was rough.
It was bad.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. And then this guy, Ryan.
Seacrest
took over. He annoys me too, though.
Well, you know what's funny about him, man? He's the executive producer on the Kardashians.
Yeah, eh? He's got a lot of money, that guy, eh?
He's done some surprising things.
He's got a lot of money. Hey, did you hear about Kanye? Kanye he came off stage again because he said he can't do the concert.
Why?
I don't know. He wasn't feeling well or some sort of thing like that.
This is a guy who doesn't like to work.
He
doesn't like to work. That's his one job.
So you don't think he likes to work?
I think he likes to work. I don't think he's a good employee.
I think he likes to work.
If he worked for me, I'd be like, listen, you got mad at one of your other employees because
Kanye West would be one of those guys that gets mad at people all the time when he's working.
I don't like being friends with people who make being friends with them a lot of work.
Difficult. Right? But that's how some people are.
Some people love to be friends with people who are difficult because it's exciting. I want my friends to be so easy. I'd be like, Hey, all right.
But
that's
this is it.
I don't want
Kanye,
any work.
But Kanye West is the guy at work. Can you imagine if you worked in the same office as Kanye West? No. Like he would be irritated all the time.
I'm irritated by him right now.
He probably would actually fit in with us because we both would be very irritated. Yeah. We'd just be arguing all the time. That's fair enough. All right, listen. So
what happened?
What? We didn't even actually get into the episode that we were supposed to be.
I think we had some really good conversations that
we did. So I don't think we're going to... We'll have to wait for the next podcast to do this. What we're going to talk about.
Oh.
Right? Well, we can do that until next... We do this every week.
Yeah, we do this every week. But you know what? I do want...
Do you want to talk about
something?
I do want
to say one thing, though.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about one
thing. We have time.
I'm going to talk about one thing that I really want to talk about. The first thing I really want to
talk
about...
You seem like this is something on your mind and it's pressing you. All right, go ahead.
Something on my mind. So just... I want people to follow me on this one, okay? When I was younger, I used to take the bus.
Okay, here we go.
And one time on the bus, this is a really interesting thing. There was a woman on the bus, and she decided she's going to smoke on the bus.
I love people that just don't play by the rules.
There was no rule in this. She just said,
I'm going to smoke.
I'm going to smoke.
Yeah, fair
enough.
She's
cold. She's going to smoke.
I'm bored, cold. I want to have a cigarette. So she started smoking on the bus while the bus was going.
On the bus while I was driving.
Okay.
So everyone was like, I'm like, shocked.
And that's the kind of stuff that just shocks people. Like, they cannot believe it's happening.
Just shocks people.
Okay.
And so then I sitting there, I'm like shocked. And then I see a woman get up, grab the cigarette out of the woman's mouth, throw it on the ground and step on it.
Okay.
On the bus.
All right.
I'm dead serious about this.
I love the cigarette grab, because the cigarette grab, what people don't understand is that it needs to be timed very, very well.
It's dangerous.
Because you can scratch the person.
Yeah.
You can just hit it by accident. Yeah. But to be able to grab it
and
put it out.
It's true.
It's pure ninja skills.
It's
pure
tough.
Ninja skills.
So she threw it on the ground, stepped it out, sat down again.
By the way,
don't smoke.
Is this what you want to talk about? The story you want to talk about? Or is it going to come to something?
It's going to come to something.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
The story's a pretty good story.
No, it's... Well, I was going to say, this in itself is a good story.
And
so, like, if this is going to go further than this, I can't even wait.
So this is the best part of the whole thing.
This here is the best part?
This what's coming up now.
But then what's going to happen after that if this is the best part?
I'm coming up with the
best part. So then it's going to go up and then it's just going to get
more. No, this is where it's
going to
go up.
Okay, all right.
And then what's going to happen? So what
happens? So she takes a cigarette, she throws it on the ground, she stops. She
sits down, proud of herself. Everyone's like,
she says, stop smoking.
Everyone's like, oh, you did. Thanks for doing that.
I'm hoping, in my head, I'm hoping something is about to happen.
Something does happen. You know what happens?
What happens?
The girl looks around. The one who was smoking looks around.
She takes out another cigarette.
Pulls out another cigarette. Lights it. And the lady just goes, for goodness sakes. And then the girl pulls the thing and jumps off the bus.
Who?
The girl that was smoking. She's like, I'm not losing
this
cigarette.
See, this is the stuff that I love.
My question from you is this. This is what I want to talk about. Okay.
I knew she was going to pull out another cigarette.
What do we do? Like, are we doing a disservice to people when we don't react? Because we were all shocked.
Yeah.
What if we would have, someone would have said immediately, don't do that? Because we watched her light it.
So I think that, there's different
like
levels.
How do we deal with shock? Like, how do we know that we're good at doing the right thing at the right time?
So there's difference though, right? So I think that you're doing the right thing and then there's like, I don't care, right? So like, and then there's like, I want to see where this is going to
transpire. That's true. There's three different types of people, right?
So if I'm by myself,
yeah,
I'm going to sit back because I want to see where this is going to go.
Okay.
I love to see this kind of stuff. I get awkward. I love that uncomfortable feeling. I don't feel comfortable. But I love to see where it's going to go. Like, so when that woman dropped the cigarette, I want to see where that's going to go.
Well, it was the girl didn't even flinch. She's
nothing.
Like,
Huh.
I got another one.
Yeah.
I got another.
But I have to smoke my cigarette.
I need to smoke at this time.
So you're asking is what should people do?
What should people do? Because let me change it. Let's say you're on this is the thing that's been coming up on Facebook a lot is people. I've been groping women on a bus or
okay,
a train.
See, that's a different situation. So if I go on
but
a
how
bus,
often do people, you know, what? How often people interject?
I don't think people interject a lot.
They don't.
I don't think people interject a lot.
What's holding us back?
I think that people are just nervous in society now to even react to certain things because they don't know what the reaction back to them is going to be.
But you,
right?
So we have to think that far ahead to stop somebody from.
Well,
like, when
I think
do we
that's
do
what I'm
our,
saying.
Our citizen service to each other? When does that stop? Is it only around Christmas time?
Christmas time is the number one time for citizens to be stepping in people's business.
Yes.
Right? But I think that people are kind of saying, like, I'm going to do something and then this is going to come back to me somehow. Like, now, so if I go on the bus and I see someone groping, I would do something or say something right away.
Like, what if you just rubbed the back?
Rub the who's back?
Like, there's a girl standing in front of one guy, he's just rubbing her back.
And he didn't know her?
You didn't know her.
And she was, and because she has to say, like, what are you doing? I don't know you.
Okay,
and so he keeps doing it.
So
I'm
that's,
like,
that's the first
fuck?
Thing. You don't just step in. You need to
you
wait
need to
for
know
an
what's going on. Because yes. What if they're dating?
And people, and this is one thing I need, this is what I want to really get at. Mind your own effing business sometimes.
And that's what it is. Sometimes you have to mind your own business. If something's happening and the person's not, is like, feels. Like they're not happy.
Let
you know,
them acknowledge they need help.
Let them know, and then you do something. But you can't just jump into people's business.
And it's not every time. If someone has a knife and stabbing somebody, I don't need them to go, tag.
No. That's different. But to your point, like, okay, so the girl lights a cigarette on the bus. All right?
What if I went and did it? What if I went and took the cigarette and I took a drag?
See, that's where I think would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Is that you go up, you look like you're going to take the cigarette, you take a drag, and you give it back.
Thanks.
And you go, thanks, I needed a drag on this bus.
Yeah, I just need a little. What do you call it? Was there another name for drag? Like, is there what else?
No, it was drag. Or you can say, can I bum a cigarette from you?
But
I think
cigarette.
Bum a cigarette is one of the most classic, right? Because
it is, yeah.
Bum a cigarette, what you're basically saying is, I'm bringing myself down to the level of bum. Okay?
Can I have a cigarette, please?
Can I have a cigarette?
Yeah.
Like, I'm acknowledging that I think that bum
acting.
Is the lowest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring myself that to, down
but
to that.
Say,
so can I bum a cigarette
from you?
But
people always say, excuse me, I don't mean to be a bum or...
Yeah. I don't mean to be a bum, but can I get a cigarette
yeah.
from you? I don't mean to bum a cigarette.
What else can we ask other people for, random people for?
But we don't. There's nothing else
why
you ask random
so
people
friendly?
For.
Why
also, the
why
thing
are cancer sticks so easy to share?
Why do people feel they can bring themselves down to a bum level,
you know,
in order to get something,
you know,
like a cigarette?
You know how much work it takes to become a bum?
That's what I'm saying.
Or how much lack of work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you basically have given up everything. And you're saying, I'm going to be this for this cigarette.
For this cigarette.
And the funny thing about that is that you're truly being the ultimate bum. Because why are you in that area with people smoking
you're out
if
of
you
place.
Don't have a cigarette?
You actually walk to a place you're not supposed to be.
You walk down knowing you did not have this.
What else do we do? Do I walk into someone's house and be like, can I bum a sandwich?
And you know people have it, right? So you know you're in a smoking area. People have cigarettes. So you know what's happening.
To
I
me,
that
makes smokers the friendliest people in the world.
I think so. Like, I think that smokers don't get the credit they deserve.
You know what?
Because every day they give to other people.
And that's the point of my story. She was so nice to smoke on the bus that she did not get the respect she deserved.
So what you're saying at the end of the day is that woman that took the cigarette and threw it on the ground
is an asshole.
Yes, and owes that other woman an apology.
Yes.
Because she was just doing what it is that
that's the point of my story.
She wants to do.
I want people to understand. Cigarette smoking is not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
It's for the kindest of the world.
Cigarettes, honestly, what we should try to get is a cigarette sponsor.
Because
but I want like Camel. I like the because I
like
the,
old style stuff.
Yeah, I feel like cigarettes. Like I'm, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm just saying. Like I feel like Camels and cigarettes is like a man's
man thing
to do.
Man
like
up.
Cigarette is like a man thing to
man
do.
Up.
Like you put a cowboy hat on and you put cowboy boots and you have tight jeans and you get on a horse and you ride that horse and you smoke a cigarette.
Whoa!
And you punch someone in the face.
Well, horse, you gotta smoke.
But in all that. You're willing to give us.
That's what a man is about. He may be rough on the outside, but his heart is
made of gold
and nicotine.
So this man may put all that stuff on, go and beat the hell out of somebody,
and smoke after.
But when he's done, he'll give everybody that's watching a cigarette.
You know what kind of cigarettes I like?
Don't tell me the thin ones. I can't stand the thin ones.
I like
I don't like the new vapor cigarettes.
I like the ones you make yourself.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say the racist term to them would be Indian.
I like the one to make.
But the natives make their own cigarettes.
Yes, because they can.
Yeah,
but
those cigarettes are strong cigarettes.
But you know what my cigarettes would be? No filter.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is where you become like if you want lessons in man.
Yeah.
And becoming a man.
The manliest cigarettes.
Start off without a filter.
Take the filter right off.
Take it right
so
out.
So usually when I say, if I say to someone.
And just.
So if I was a guy, I'd be like.
It burns.
Can I bum a cigarette? Sorry, I don't mean to, but can I bum a cigarette?
Yeah.
Immediately, I just take the filter right off.
Yeah.
Light it.
Both ends.
Smoke it.
No, but in all honesty, I think that the cigarette, right, without filter is like a big.
I think the filter has softened
people.
There's
certain things that are. That make a man a man. Cigarettes with no filter.
With no filter.
Whiskey.
Any kind of whiskey.
Any whiskey.
Any.
Any whiskey.
With a broken glass.
And the last thing is Camaros.
Street. Street.
Filterless cigarettes. Whiskey and Camaros.
Can you imagine all
if
together?
If you know a man that has those three, he is... Hit the pinnacle of become
that's
of being
trailer,
a man.
That's Trailer Park Boys, right?
Trailer
there.
Park Boys. You're
Straight
a man. Up. You're like without a question. And every woman,
as much as they say they
don't
like
don't,
it,
they don't. They say they don't want it, but every woman at the back of their head, they're saying, that guy with a cigarette with no filter, driving the Camaro and drinking whiskey at the same time.
He's a man.
He's a man and very appealing.
And you know what they say? They say top man.
Top man.
He's top man.
Top man. Listen, this is what you know, you got to start to bring back. You got to bring it back. all this drinking, you know, like, you know, weak drinks. Right, and cigarettes with filters in them.
What
kind of and driving skinny? And driving like Audis and stuff like that? You got to get back to
Camaro.
The basics.
C Camaro.
Camaro.
I wouldn't even take the C off. A
Camaro.
What are you driving there? Camaro.
with this straight bolt down the side.
I don't say like that.
Fire.
Remember,
or the Thunderbird.
That's
the
an Thunderbird awful car.
It had a bird on the front of the hood.
It's like a phoenix or something on it.
Oh my gosh.
It was a Firebird.
Firebird. It was a Firebird.
Yeah.
Just a Phoenix.
That makes sense.
Just looking like this.
And that was the point of my story.
That's the point.
That's the point. And that's, you know what? That's how you tell a good story.
That's how that.
You got to bring it back to the point of the story.
Because my concern at the beginning was that there wasn't going to be a point to this story. Because we said we didn't get into the topic that we want to talk about. It was a straight freestyle show.
It's
everything we said we were going to talk about, we didn't talk about.
We didn't talk
about. We had stuff. And we freestyled it. But
you learned something.
But you learned something.
Corner.
And then when you said, okay, you know what? Before we go, I have a story and an experience I want to share with everybody. I was a little nervous because I didn't think you were going to bring it back.
No, I was going to bring it back.
But here are the things that I learned from this
what did you
story.
Learn? What did you learn?
These are the things I learned. I learned one. Cigarettes are good for people.
And okay? People who smoke cigarettes
are good.
Might be the kindest people possible.
One.
Done.
Two. I learned that men need to get back to the raw people
raw.
We are.
Raw.
And that is going to be simple. You don't have to take classes.
No.
You have to get a bottle of whiskey. You got a filterless cigarette. And you got to get a Camaro. And you're done. Three pieces.
You know what we call that? Trinity of manhood.
Trinity of manhood. Yeah. The last thing I learned was people need to start minding their own goddamn business.
If someone's smoking on the bus, they're doing it for a reason. They're doing it for a
That's
reason.
That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do.
If right? If someone's doing crack, do you stop them every time?
You know what I think people need to start doing? Like, I would appreciate seeing somebody go into like a grocery store doing groceries and drinking a bottle of whiskey from
Whatever.
The bottle. No
He's
bag.
Still shopping, right?
Yeah. Because we're going to say, why are you drinking that? That's
I'm
my business.
That's going to be the new thing.
Yeah.
We're going to go around anytime someone says something to you, my business. Don't mind your own business, my
when
business.
When the cop pulls you over and you have a bottle of whiskey, sir, are you drinking and driving? Duh. It's my business.
That catchphrase, that's ours.
That's
my
ours.
Business.
My business.
That's a good t-shirt. We got this.
Yeah, we got this man up show. My business.
Dope.
All right, so listen.
Thank you for tuning in. I know this one wasn't as structured as normal, but we love what we do.
But listen, you know what's funny is that we just went and we kind of just, we had all these things that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We didn't get into any of them. And we did answer some questions, but they were the Halloween questions.
Halloween,
but we did. But this has been a full circle show.
Because we had points at
everything.
Turn.
It was a straight tennis match. Pang, 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 pang.
Education.
Education.
Edumacation.
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 We went through race.
Math.
We went through racism. Math. Science.
Science.
Stupidity.
Smoking.
Alcohol.
Kindness.
Anything. Anything.
Getting the marrow.
And we even rapped fast at one point. We did like
my
business. We did my business.
My business.
All right. So listen, this is the Man Up Show. Don't forget to get us at the Man Up. If you want to send anything, right? You have questions.
Yeah.
You want to know more about becoming a man.
Yeah.
Then you have to email us.
And we don't just mean man as a man. We mean man as a man and woman.
Also, if you happen to think about races that you've never seen mixed together, give us an email. TheManUpPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Let us know which races you have never seen together.
And ones you would like to see together.
And you like, and what do you want to
And races. See we're not talking about species. No, I don't want no dolphin and Chinese.
And not races. Or, Usain Bolt races.
Yeah. Not races as in competitions.
Yeah.
But race as in ethnicities and color.
Ethnicity.
Yeah.
TheManUpPodcast@gmail.com. You can also get us at TheManUpPodcast, soundcloud.com/TheManUpPodcast, and we are also on iTunes
and Stitcher.
And Stitcher, I have no clue what that is, but I think Stitcher is like the thing.
The thing,
okay.
Stitcher.
Make sure you go to GoPit And .com. You can get the search engine
and
there.
You can find us there.
Find us there as well too. Of course, you know who I am. My name is Brad Pitt, and this is my son Maddox.
Ha, daddy.
All right. So listen, that man Coke, MD. He also is known as the Doctor. We are proud and happy to say that this is the Man Up Show. And we're healing bodies. And what's the other the sign? What we're gonna say now?
My business. Today you learn about my business.
All right. So this is it. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Enjoy your week.
And we'll catch you next week.
All right.
Bidi doo doo.
Johnny Gill.